Praise the Lord, everyone. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Before I start the message, I would like to pray so that the Lord will open up the minds and the understandings. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you bless every listener who is listening right now, whether it be at their house, in their car, or at their work. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless them, Lord, in whatever sickness or whatever problem or whatever trouble that your children may be facing. Deliver them, Lord, and heal them in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Let the minds of your understandings and the hearts be opened to those who are listening, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yesterday, I started a series on the origin of Halloween and its meaning. And today, I'm going to continue with the second episode. What does the Bible say about Halloween? So, let it not just be me telling you what Halloween means. Let it be the Word of God telling you what it means, what the Bible means. Amen? So, let us start. Let's start by going to the book of Romans. Amen. The book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. It says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourselves, set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God. Amen, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. And do not be conformed to this world any longer with superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you." Amen. So verse number 2 says that we cannot conform to the patterns of this world. We cannot conform to what, and the word conform, it means we cannot do the things that the world does. Think the things that the world thinks. Act the way the world acts. Celebrate what the world celebrates. Amen? And that includes Halloween and many other things that the world offers to distract us. We cannot do those things. And God has already told us that we need to offer up ourselves to him. And you non-believer who are listening, You have no idea what you're bringing to your family by celebrating Halloween. You who put up skeletons in your door, you put pumpkins in your front yard, you put up a witch, you dress up your kids in costumes to go out to trick-or-treating. I've already explained the origins of all these things and what they mean. So if you've listened to or already to the first episode and you didn't know and you were ignorant of these things, start to look into the Word of God. Look into the Word of God and see what he says. And so now let's go to the book of 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Amen, because it's important to study the Word of God and what he says and what he has for our lives. Because if we don't study the Word of God, we can fall into error. And we can fall into and doing many mistakes. Amen. So the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 8, it says this. It says, first of all, that in verse 8, be sober. It says, be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. That enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. Amen? So what the Word of God is telling us here, amen, is that we have to be careful. We have to be careful of the things that we are practicing. We have to be careful of all the things that we are doing because the enemy is looking for someone to devour. He's like a hungry lion, as we just read. Like a hungry lion who is looking for someone to devour. And what that means is that he is putting things out into the world that are harmful to us, that are harmful to our soul, that are harmful to our mind. And basically the whole temptation of the enemy is to put into our minds thoughts like, did God really say that this was bad? This is actually not bad. This is good. It's good to celebrate Halloween. It's good to dress up in costumes. It's good to go trick-or-treating. It's good to put up pumpkins and witches and skeletons in your front yard. It's not bad. And the enemy wants to trick you so that you could fall into that prank. Into that trap, I mean. And so you could fall into that trap and so that your soul will be lost forever. And so you have to be careful. He's walking around. He's trying to see who he can destroy, who he can devour. He wants to destroy you and your family. And so you have to be careful. You have to walk cautiously, especially you non-believer. If you've been ignorant all this time about all these things about Halloween and you've just found out about the origins, you have to start looking into the Word of God, and you have to start being careful of what you put your children to do and what you do. And so now let's go into this next verse, which is in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. And so we have to understand that all these things that the world offers us, which are practices and all this stuff, we have to let go of that of those things. And so the verse and so the Word of God says, here, this is the message of God's promised revelation, which we have heard from him and now announce to you, that God is light. He is holy. His message is truthful. He is perfect in righteousness. And in him there is no darkness at all. No sin, no wickedness, no imperfection. Amen. So if there is no imperfection or wickedness or sin in God, then does that mean that God associates with those things? No. He doesn't associate with sin. He doesn't associate with wickedness. He doesn't associate with darkness, and neither should we. Again, I say to you, non-believer, that you have to look into the Word of God and see that we need to imitate God. While he was on earth, God did only what was pure, what was holy, what was just, what was right. He never sinned. He never committed a mistake. He never did anything that is unjust or bad. He always walked around in holiness. And yes, he was tempted as well as we are tempted, but he overcame the temptation. And so we also have to overcome this temptation of doing the things that the world does. We have to overcome all these things. We have to put away all these things. And we have to follow Jesus with all our heart. We have to follow him with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength. And so now let's go to 2 Corinthians. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. Amen. So we're learning here what the Word of God says. We're learning here that the Word of God is telling us to not follow these customs, not follow the practices of the world. Amen. So 2 Corinthians 11, 14. Amen. Here we go. It says, no wonder since Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. So what does that mean? Again, it's telling us that he makes all these things that are bad seem good. He makes darkness seem like light. He makes things that are wrong seem right, and that is what the world is doing today. Again, it's like trying to say, you know, Halloween is okay to celebrate Halloween. It's okay to celebrate Halloween. It's okay to dress up in costumes again. But the Word of God, which is the truth, and the way it's like an instruction manual. The Word of God is an instruction manual. Suppose you buy a car or something that you need to know how it works. You don't know how it works. And so you need to know like the instructions of how to make it work. What you buy sometimes comes with an instruction manual. Like a car, it comes with an instruction manual. Some other thing that you might buy also comes with an instruction manual. And that tells you how to work to make it work. And so also, the Bible is our instruction manual for life. It guides us through what we have to do, through how to get over problems, sicknesses, what to do when we're in trouble. But it also tells us what's wrong and what's right. It also sets the moral standard for what's wrong and what's right. And so we have to follow the Word of God so that we will be able to have eternal life. Amen. And so here we're going to go to one more verse here. And we're going to go here to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 26. And then here this book, this chapter. God is telling his people what to do, what is moral, what is immoral. And so here, he talks about many things, including witchcraft. And so I want to go into Leviticus 19:26. Leviticus 19:26. I'm getting it myself in my Bible. Amen. So basically what we've been learning this in this time is in this episode is that we have to discern. We have to know what is right and what is wrong. Amen. We have to. And how do we discern it? How do we find that out? We have a blueprint of instructions that is God's word. Amen. You shall not practice divination using omens or witchcraft or soothsaying. Many people think that witchcraft is, you know, doing spells. But also, witchcraft means associating with those with things of witchcraft. And some people may say, well, but Halloween is not all about witchcraft. It's about having fun and having some fun time with friends and all that stuff. But no, it's not. The Bible says that those who will, and we've been reading that God does not associate with darkness, neither should we. So practicing witchcraft is also associating with it. That means taking part in what it stands for. And that includes Halloween. And I'll explore in future episodes more of what that means. But it also includes also many people, they celebrate the Day of the Dead, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, and stuff like that. And it's what I'll be talking about in future episodes. Many people also think that there's also a movie franchise that people watch. It's Harry Potter, and they all think that it, and many people think that, you know, it's okay to watch Harry Potter. Itself, the world and the enemy puts that thought into people's heads. You know, it's okay to watch Harry Potter. It's okay to watch ghost movies. It's okay to watch all these things. And I'll cover that in future episodes. But for now, in this episode, we have to... what I'm talking about in this episode is that we have to base ourselves on the Word of God. Not on what the world says. Not on what the world tells us to do, but what the Word of God tells us to do. Amen. So to conclude, I would like to pray so that we can, so that God will enlighten the minds and understandings. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come and we ask you, Lord, that you illuminate the minds of those who are listening, Lord, right now. Those who are non-believers, Lord, who have celebrated Halloween, Lord, for all their life, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who were ignorant, Lord, of such things, Lord, let them now be illuminated by your word. Let them now be enlightened, Lord, illuminated, Lord. Let them now understand the full meaning of what they're doing and how your word, Lord, forbids all these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And so I ask you, Lord, that you help them understand, Lord, that you help them understand, Lord, that you, Lord, are light and that there is no darkness with you, Lord, and that if we want to follow you, Lord, if we want to follow you truthfully, Lord, with all our heart, with all our mind, Lord, we have to stop following the things of the world. We have to start associating with the things of the world, Lord, and we have to start following you, Lord. Help all the listeners understand, Lord, this. So that you, Lord, may be able to dwell in their hearts, Lord, and in their houses, Lord. Help them understand that as well, Lord, so that there will not be any evil spirits, Lord, dwelling in their house, Lord, but that if they study their word, Lord, it will be you dwelling in their hearts, you dwelling in their houses, in their families, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, just to close off, as we've been studying the Word of God, if you keep on studying, if you read all those Bible verses, I mean, if you read those Bible verses that I've just read, if you take a moment to study all these Bible verses and you pray so that God will give you revelation, you will soon understand that practicing Halloween is not something that is pleasing to God. And not just that, it's an abomination to him. Amen. And God wants to come into your heart. The Word of God is saying, non-believer, the Word of God is saying in Revelation 3:20, he says, I am standing at the door and I am knocking. He's knocking. He wants to come into your heart. He wants to come into your life. But for him to come into your life, into your heart, you have to get those things out of your heart. You have to get those customs of the world out of your heart. You have to get those practices of the world out of your life.
out of your life.
And if you study the word from the beginning, from the first chapter of the Bible, the first three chapters, in the beginning, the reason that Adam and Eve fell, the reason that they sinned is that they obeyed the commandments, that they disobeyed the commandments of the Lord. And they listened to the enemy. You see, in the beginning, Adam and Eve, they were forbidden to eat of the fruit of the tree, of a certain fruit of a certain tree. They were forbidden to eat that fruit from that tree. And they disobeyed because the enemy told them, did God really say not to eat from that tree? It's not bad to eat from that tree. It's not bad to eat from that tree. In fact, you'll be like God, he said. Your eyes will be opened. And because of obeying him, they fell into sin. And now sin is all over the earth. But you know what? God offers the same choice to us. It's not a physical tree. Now it's something spiritual. It's something that you must decide. Do you want to follow God? Or do you want to follow the world? God offers that choice. God offers that choice to us. He has given us free will to decide. And so now you have to decide. You've seen the proofs. You've heard the history of Halloween. You've heard where it came from, all the traditions that people used to follow, that they would sacrifice animals to gods. And you've seen where it comes from. I hope you're not still saying that Halloween is good. I hope that you understand what the Word of God has to say about this and that God will shine in your heart. May God bless you. And tomorrow, we're going to continue on the subject of Halloween, but also we're going to go into more of topic because into more of the topic of Harry Potter. Many people, as long as with like Halloween and especially in these times of Halloween, they see marathons of Harry Potter. They see other ghostly movies and stuff that many people will think that they will that all to watch Harry Potter, it's just fiction. It's not real. It's just fiction. I'm not practicing witchcraft by watching Harry Potter, no. But little do they know that those things that are seen in Harry Potter, all the witchcraft, all of that stuff is attracting evil spirits into your house. And so I'm going to continue with that tomorrow. May God bless you all. Meditate on all the scriptures that I've read. Meditate on it. And you yourselves look into the Bible. Look in the Bible and find all these scriptures. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. Where it talks about God not associating with, that he has no part in darkness. John 14:6, where it says, God is the way, the truth, and the life. Romans 12:1-2, where it says that we have to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to God and not conform to the things of this world. 1 Peter 5:8, where it talks about where the enemy is looking for somebody to devour. 2 Corinthians 11:14, where it says that the enemy disguises himself as an angel of light, which means that he also disguises bad things as good. All these verses and consider all their implications of what it means. Consider what these verses mean. Amen. May God bless you all.